Get in the locker room with Colorado Mesa Sports. This is Mav Day on the team.
Joining us on the program this morning on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line, he's guided the Mavericks to an 8-2 record coming off their spring break Florida trip with a 2-1 mark. Troy Moyer joins us. Troy, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
When you go down to Florida every year, it's always, you know, great competition. Number three, University of Tampa that you faced, 20th ranked Florida Tech, and then Palm Beach Atlantic, always really, really good competition. And really those games down in Florida kind of helped to set the stage for maybe a push for the national tournament, but also just a tremendous measuring stick of where your program is. And kind of take us through what you saw from your club going 2-1 down in Florida.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Every time we travel back east, especially down to that Florida Sunshine State Conference, play those games, it's always a great, great measuring tool to see exactly where we think we might be in the season, if that really is the facts. And I think, you know, we played well. Unfortunately, the one game I thought we didn't play anything like the team that I know we can be was the Tampa game, and it was our big test. Ran into a team that was prepared for us. You know, they had 10 days to get ready and play against us. With, you know, we had one day off in order to get ready for them, and not to make any excuses, obviously, but I think it just kind of showed. That was the game that we really felt like we couldn't do anything right towards our standard, and was difficult to kind of go through. But again, it was good to get that experience and kind of have that now as we look forward to RMAC play, and like you mentioned, hopefully a run into the NCAAs.
Troy Moyer, coach of the CME men's lacrosse team, with us on the Team Sports Network. I mentioned that you had the rank again, or the win against 20th ranked Florida Tech. You get that victory 20-14. How much does that mean for your program to get a win against a ranked team like Florida Tech?
Yeah, that was huge. Not even just because of the rankings, but that was a team we played last year and had lost a one-goal game to in a very winnable contest. And so it just felt good. A lot of the guys returning to the team were on that trip last year and knew what that felt like to walk away on the other side of things. And so I think that was a big, big win for us to start off and kind of get back at those guys. And then, like you mentioned, obviously the ranking helps as well. It was good to see, and it kind of solidified that we can play up there with the top in the country, and that's really where we belong.
Maverick men's lacrosse coach Troy Moyer joining us today on the Team Sports Network. A couple of guys played really well down in the Sunshine State for you, Troy. Your redshirt junior attacker, A.J. Switzer, he was the offensive player of the week. He had a sensational game against Palm Beach Atlantic, where he scored 7 points in that game. The most in a single game by an RMAC player this season. And then Trey Cork in the third, defensive player of the week. Take us through those two guys and the games that they had down in Florida, because both came back with the weekly conference honors, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah. You kind of hit on two guys that have pretty much been solid components of our team throughout the year. AJ had a fantastic game against Palm Beach Atlantic, just kind of being out on the field and letting the game come to him, utilizing his teammates, as you saw, you know, 7 points, 3 goals, 4 assists. I think he'd probably tell you more than anyone he's more proud of the assist mark on that, just kind of helping get the team all involved, especially after what he would probably consider not his best game against Tampa the game before. And then Trey Corkin has just been an absolute monster in the middle of the field for us. He plays pretty much all of the wings on our face-offs and picks up a bunch of ground balls. Really just puts pressure. He's tasked 9 times out of 10 with covering the other team's best offensive midfielder, and you know, he goes to work and gets the job done there. And he's just been an absolute motor and just been a real force for us, kind of up and down the field. So it's been great. Those guys really have been a huge part of our success.
Troy Moyer, coach of the CME men's lacrosse team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And now it's conference play starts Saturday, Troy, over Community Hospital and Unity Field, when you take on Westminster at 3 o'clock. Westminster team that's played well to start out this season.
Yeah, they're always going to be a solid team. Our main competition in the RMAC, and I know that they're well coached. And, you know, obviously they played Tampa on their trip down there and played them to a tighter game than we did. And so, you know, we're looking at it like it's going to be a real test for us. And so, you know, it's great to have like you mentioned, kind of with hopes of possibly going to NCAA play. We need to be able to win these games, and you know, kind of a little bit of a rivalry game for us as well. Glad that we get to start it off at home and finally get a home game here at the beginning of April.
Yeah, they're 3-5 in the season, but they lost a close one to Tampa, 11-10. I mean, they've played some good competition, but they've also played that competition tough at times.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I know we're not taking them as any sort of slight competition. The record doesn't necessarily reflect how talented I believe they are. I know that they're young at a couple different positions, and so that probably attributes to some of it, but they're going to come in here and they're going to play us the way they always do. It's going to be a challenging physical game. It's going to be back and forth, and it's going to be a lot of fun to play.